It is the Transfer Committee Show. I've got with me Ian Ryan, Joel Sanderson-Murray and Mo Stewart, who are looking through these numbers right now, men with pens. Credit as ever to John Furlong for creating the game and Stephen Davis for pulling in the fees and money with me. Always looks over it, feels as though this is spot on, or insofar as close to spot on as you can get. By the way, when I look back, I've done a bit of a recce of my own numbers in the past, Mo, and I'm pretty close to accurate according to LFC history. So I think everyone's got to take that on board. To be honest with you,
speaking to the wrong lads, Neil.
I mean, I did. I think it was about 3 or 4 months ago. I found one of the ones from 3 or 4 years ago, and there were a few mad shouts, but. Most of the mad shouts were people who Everton bought, so I kind of have to let you off on that one.
Exactly. 34 million to spend is the rule this time out net, before you get plus anything you get in. We've taken agent fees into account this time because I don't want to make the maths complex and trying to do 20% off. You've got 34 million. I want you all to remember you spent the money that you spent on Diaz in the winter. That was your call. You were happy to spend it then in January. This is the way it's happened. You're going to need to balance the wage bill. It's going to be a plausible amount of work we can achieve the rest of the summer in terms of both ins and outs. So we'll sort that out for you as well. And across all of this, we don't want to spend more than 165 million unless you're putting the vast majority of it on one player. I don't think you're going to do that, but we'll find out. So we will see how we do. Also, what else have we got in here? We need to think about homegrown players. We need to take into account the World Cup disruption in November and December. The manager signified he doesn't want to let more than 4 go, who started more than 10 games for Liverpool last season. He feels keeping the squad together will show dividends. We don't want to do any business in terms of moves around the squad in goal other than to let people go. Everyone with a 0 attached needs a new deal. Or a decision made to move them on. The wages, as ever, we've broke them into lows, highs, lows, mediums, highs, and super highs and megas. Lows, just for the listeners, 10,000 to 49,000. Mediums, 50,000 to 90,000 a week. Highs, 100 grand to 150 grand a week. Super high, 150 to 250, and megas, 250 upwards. I've got some units in there to make it easier for myself. You don't need to worry about that, but it'll be helping as it goes. Your first item of business is Mo Salah. You can offer him the contract he wants, but it'll reduce your transfer budget to 26 million and hit your wage budget immediately. What are you going to do? If you offer him nothing, it's likely he leaves in the summer. I remember the potential ramifications as well for bringing on any player in a mega deal immediately. Any player sold, the wage comes to the shake-up, obviously, and we're going to roll the dice on 5. Do you want to do Salah first, or do you want to roll the dice?